The rest of the story. John Wrights was a classically trained actor, alumnus of London's Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts, critically acclaimed Broadway star. Paramount one day flew him out to L.A. Suddenly there was John Wrights having an elegant dinner in the office of producer Sherwood Schwartz. And Mr. Schwartz said, "I want you to do a series." "A television series?" "A television series. Now, this won't be some Gilligan's Island. This is going to be a series with honest, searching, sociological significance," he was promised. Mr. Schwartz went on to describe it. And John was enough intrigued by the bold sincerity of the producer's concept that he asked to see a script. The writers were polishing the pilot even as they spoke, and shortly afterward, a script was placed in John's hands. The actor's eyes bulged as they darted from line to line, indeed pondered the master thespian. This was not a Gilligan's Island. This was something more vapid than that. The answer came swiftly, no. Well, Mr. Schwartz said, "Let's talk about this a little more." And there followed a persuasive meeting, including Paramount brass, after which John reluctantly acquiesced to shooting the pilot. Besides, one of them added, if the show's as bad as John thought it was, the network wouldn't pick it up anyway. Well, the pilot, to John's taste at any rate, was precisely as bad as he had thought. And yet, to the Broadway star's utter astonishment, the network took a look at it and liked it. "We'll give it 13 weeks, they said. So now John was stuck. As a matter of fact, he was really stuck. John would never have been asked to participate in this indignity had Paramount not turned somebody else down first. You see, producer Sherwood Schwartz had handpicked another actor to play the lead in his sociologically significant series, but the studio had never heard of him, and they didn't care how good he was. They told Mr. Schwartz to find somebody else, and he did. He found the classically trained John Wrights. More remarkable still, John eventually came to love this television series, which he had at first despised, partly because it grew into something that was fun, partly because the series came so to love him. After 5 successful primetime years on ABC and 3 subsequent spin-offs, that show in reruns continues to command high ratings and cult dimension attention. The program's on-screen patriarch, Chicago-born actor John Robert Wrights, you know as Robert Reed. And to his dying day, he will be better known as the dad who helped make 2 families one, Mike Brady of the popular evergreen Brady Bunch. And now, one thing more. That other actor, you remember the fellow producer Sherwood Schwartz first wanted to star as Mike Brady? The man studio executives had never heard of? The man they summarily rejected? Well, he went on to star in something called The French Connection. So you know him, too. Eugene Alden Hackman. Gene Hackman? Gene Hackman. And now you know the rest of the story.